7:54, boy howdy, good morning. It's a little nippy on the outside. On the phone with us, King Kong CEO and all-around nice girl, Mary Satoff from Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey, you guys got all kinds of stuff going on in the month of December, but coming up tomorrow night, you've got the Holiday Pops Concerts. Tell us about that. Where exactly is that going to be? It's going to be at Church of Christ downtown, right?
It's going to be at Broadway Church of Christ, right by College Flowers. And we've got a full orchestra playing your Christmas favorites, things from the Nutcracker, and on the beautiful Blue Danube as well.
Nice. What time does the event start? And you got ticket information or what?
Absolutely. The concert starts at 7:30. And you can buy tickets online at lubbocksymphony.org. Call us at 762-1688. We'll also have some tickets available at the venue as well.
Okay, great. Now, Maestro Cho is going to be swinging the stick at this one, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, anything else you want to add about the Pops concert?
Well, it's just a lot of fun, and it's a great time to bring your family, and it's one of the favorite concerts of the year. And we know we may have a little weather, but go ahead and weather the storm and come on downtown.
Okay. Now, also coming up, don't you have some more functions? Don't you have Madrigal dinners and stuff like that?
Well, what we have is a holiday chamber concert. Our good friends, Moonlight Musicals, does the Madrigal.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sorry.
And we certainly want you to go to that. And there's no conflict because, you know, anybody that says there's nothing to do in Lubbock hasn't.
They haven't looked.
hasn't gotten out of, from under their rock lately. But on the 17th, Tuesday the 17th, we have the Holiday Chamber Concert, and that's with our brass quintet. And it's Christmas carols, a whole lot of fun, and we just about sell out that concert.
Yeah, now that one's a little bit more informal, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, where is that going to be?
That's at St. John's United Methodist Church at 15th and University, and that's December 17th, Tuesday at 7:30.
And you get your tickets same way, right? Get online?
Exactly.
All right, Mary Satoff, LSO, thanks for being with us this morning. Hey, wrapping up, just in a little bit of a rewind, I know your daughter played one of the parts in Les Mis. Laura was in the production with her daughter.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, it was a great experience. Loved it.
You know, I'm generally, don't get me wrong, it's not like I'm barren of culture, but oftentimes when I see things like that, I'm not like fully engaged. I'm viewing it, but I mean, I was actually following the storyline and, you know, actually was kind of lost in the whole deal. And it was just like, oh, okay, wow, it's over. As opposed to sitting there going, wow, this is dragging on. This is dragging. It really was good.
Well, that is how everyone universally felt. And I have to tell everyone out there in Radio Land that Laura was fantastic. She is a person of many talents, as was her daughter, but Laura had lots of speaking parts and really played just did a wonderful job in that production.
Aw, thank you.
You know, Laura's daughter Maddie, I told her and she kind of, I guess she learns it from Laura, but you know, when they do these numbers and somebody else is singing and they're on stage and you know, they're considered to be like an extra, you know, I mean, they're just part of a crew, a group or crowd. I mean, you know, she just looks really fully engaged in what's going on. Like it's, you know, it's a real deal.
Well,
and not saying that everybody else didn't do a good job. It was just, I thought for a young lady that's like 15 years old, I mean, she was all over it.
Well, you were exactly right, but I think what you're feeling, you know, saying, hey, I was engaged. This production was top-notch from at every level. Everyone knew that David Gashin would be great. They knew that Gerald Belcher would be great and that Rebecca would be great. But every single person on that stage, from top to bottom, was fantastic.